圣诞节的时候，我就又在想一个问题，就是玛利亚是受圣灵感孕，但是玛利亚是肉身，是有应该肉身，我们人不是都是有罪的吗？就是那基督和玛利亚是一个什么样的一种认，就是他对母亲的这个认识是一个什么样的？我想在圣经里找，我自己没找着。
是基督怎么看玛利亚的？
看玛利亚，对。
Okay. Yeah. So, we all know that Jesus was born from Mary, and Mary is also an earthly woman.
Yep.
So, which means she is also a sinner. So, is there any comment or verse in the Bible can give us a record? What's the Jesus comment or impression on Mary?
What's Jesus' comment on Mary? Let me start with Mary's comment on Mary.
Okay. 我们先从玛利亚怎么看玛利亚来说起。
Luke chapter 1.
路加的一章。
And verse 46.
46节。
And this is what Mary said when she was speaking to her cousin Elizabeth after she had heard the message from the angel.
这是玛利亚在她听到天使跟她的话之后呢，她和她的表亲伊丽莎白说的一段颂歌哈，玛利亚的颂歌。
So verse 46. And I'll get you to read that as I look it up in the right translation here. You can maybe just read that in.
Okay. 46节玛利亚说我心尊主为大。46, 47. 我灵以神我的救主为乐。
So can we read that together in English?
我们用英语读。
And Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. So, we'll just drop it right there at the end of verse 47. It says, Mary said, My spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
So, 我的灵啊。以我神我的救主为乐。
So Mary here acknowledges that she needs a savior.
玛利亚在这里承认呢，她需要救主。
Some people say that Mary was a sinless woman because the Lord Jesus was her son.
有的人会这么来称玛利亚，说玛利亚是一个无罪的女人，因为呢，她生了耶稣。
But Mary said, no, I need a savior too.
但是玛利亚说呢，不不，我也需要一个救主啊。
So that much we know about Mary. Good woman, wonderful woman, but she said, I need a savior. I'm a sinner just like everybody else.
所以这就是我们对玛利亚的认知。那她呢，是一个很好的妇女，很有信心，但是呢，她也跟我们一样。需要一位救主，他也是个罪人。
Now the question though was, what did Jesus say about Mary?
那问题是呢，耶稣怎么来说玛利亚的？
And my problem is, I don't know that he made really any special comment about her character.
但我们也的确不知道，因为没有留下记载，关于耶稣特别的来评论玛利亚的性格或者其他方面。
He was obedient to her. We read that in Luke chapter 3, I believe it is.
那我们都知道呢，在路加的三章里显明耶稣很顺服玛利亚。
But I don't know of any verse where he makes a, I guess it's Luke chapter 2.
路加二章。41?
verse 51, Luke 2:51.
路加2:51节.
Then Jesus went down to Nazareth with them, that was his mother and father, Joseph and Mary, and was obedient to them.
51节, 他就从他们下去, 他们就是玛利亚和约瑟, 耶稣的父母, 回到拿撒勒, 并且顺从他们。
So I guess I'm questioning, do any of the rest of you know where, any place where the Lord Jesus made a comment on Mary's character?
我也想问大家, 大家知不知道还有其他的地方, 有提到耶稣, 评论了玛利亚的性格。
Anybody have any suggestion there? Silver?
那我说中文可以吗？可以。就是那个耶稣第一次行神迹，再把水变成酒的时候，我感觉耶稣对他妈说那句话，好像有一点点埋怨他妈的意思。那个是对他妈的一个评价呢？翻译一下，再哪个？他妈说。 他妈说你看他们没有酒了，反正那个意思就是说，那你该做点什么了。然后耶稣就说：“woman，我的时间还没到，你这样与我有什么相干呢？”好像是在埋怨他妈一样。Silver's
question is on John chapter 2.
John chapter 2, yes.
And changes water into wine.
Yes.
And Jesus in verse 4. Jesus replied her mom that, dear woman, why do you involve me? And my time has not yet come. So this sounds a bit of a rebuke her mom. So does this also a comment from Jesus on Mary?
Yes, I guess. Did they know the question?
Yeah, they all know.
All right. I don't think that this is a negative comment about Mary, nor a positive comment about Mary.
我不觉得这是一个对玛利亚正面的或者负面的评价。
I think it's a simple statement that it was not the Lord Jesus' responsibility to resolve this problem at this time.
这只是一个很简单的陈述这个事实，因为呢，耶稣真的不是在这个时候，是他的职责要去解决这个没酒的问题。He
was very gracious, and he did resolve this problem on that occasion.
但他也非常感恩，他也愿意在那个时候呢，把这个问题解决了，他也非常有恩典了。
But I think he's just saying that he didn't have to, it wasn't his responsibility.
他只是在这里说呢，其实他并不需要这么做的，因为这个解决没有酒的问题不是他来地上要做的事情，他的职责。There
was the other reference to the occasion when the Lord Jesus Christ was told that his mother and his brothers were waiting for him outside.
还有一个地方讲到呢，耶稣在人群当中，有人告诉他呢，你的妈妈和你的弟弟们呢，在外面等你。And
his answer on that occasion is, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? All these who know the will of God and do it, they are my mother and my brothers."
在那个场合里，耶稣是这么回答的，他说呢，谁是我的母亲？谁是我的兄弟呢？ 那一切听从天父旨意的人，就是我的母亲和兄弟了。So
in that way, he's not putting his mother above other people.
所以在这个场合呢，他又告诉我们，他并没有把他的母亲放在其他人之上。But
he's not putting his mother below other people either.
他也,
she was a lovely Christian lady, just like many other Christian ladies that you know.
他也没有把她放在其他人之下。 所以呢，玛利亚就像她，玛利亚是一个非常可爱的基督徒，那她就像我们很多其他的基督姊妹一样的，和每一个有爱的这个基督姊妹是一样的。
many people calling themselves Christians today try to put Mary on a very high pedestal.
那很多人今天认为自己基督徒的这很多人呢，把玛利亚放在了一个很高的位置。
And very often the effect of putting her high brings Jesus down.
那这样的后果呢，就会把耶稣放下来。
And that would be very wrong to bring Jesus down.
那这是非常糟糕的，就是抬高玛利亚，贬低放下耶稣。
So we hold Mary in very high respect.
我们当然非常尊敬玛利亚。
But not necessarily higher than other people.
但是呢，不是说，尊敬到一个程度高过其他的人。
Again, Luke chapter 1.
我们看路加一章。
And verse 28.
27节 28节
Luke chapter 1 verse 28. When the angel came to Mary, this is what he says. The angel went to her and said, Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you.
天使进去对他说蒙大恩的女子我问你安主和你同在了。
But there are others in the Bible who are also highly favored.
然后呢其他也有在圣经里这样蒙大恩的人。
So she is not necessarily greater than other Christians. She was a wonderful, outstanding Christian woman. But she wasn't above humanity.
所以她并不是要高过其他基督徒的位置，她是个非常好的基督徒，但是并不意味着她高过什么人。
All right, anything else on that?
还有其他的问题吗？关于这个。
Any other questions and comments?
或者有其他的问题。
All right, Luke chapter 2.
我们来看路加的二章。
And the story that I want us to focus on right now in Luke chapter 2 is the story of the shepherds in the field and the angels appearing to them.
那我的要查的经文就是牧羊人和天使在野地里。
So, maybe we can just read together verses 8 through 15.
我们也许可以一起来读八节到十五节。
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks. At night, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared.With the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let's go to Bethlehem.And see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. All right, so this morning we were learning a little bit about the fact that when the Lord Jesus Christ was born, God put a special star in the sky.
那今天呢，早上我们学习了，当耶稣诞生的时候，神放了在天上放了一颗特别的星。
And he, the people who saw the star and appreciated it most were the people from a country or countries in the east.
那人们看见了这颗星，而且特别愿意跟随这颗星的人呢，恰恰是来自东方的一个或几个国家的人。
But when he announced the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Jewish people, he announced it to some shepherds in Bethlehem.
当他把这个事情宣告给这个犹太人的时候呢，他是在伯利恒的一群牧羊人当中先宣告的。
And the question is, why did he announce it to the shepherds?
那为问题就是为什么他向牧羊人宣告？
He didn't announce it in the palace to the king. You would have expected he might do that.
那你很可能会觉得呢，这应该向住在王宫里的王先宣布，对不对？
But when Herod found about the baby, what did he decide to do?
当希律知道这个婴孩的时候，他决定做什么？
He said, "Let's kill him."
他说，我们来杀了他。
So, not much point of announcing the birth of the baby to him.
所以把这个婴孩的事告诉他没什么意义。
He could have announced the birth of the baby to the religious leaders.
他也可以向犹太的宗教领袖宣传。
They had studied the Old Testament.
因为他们都熟悉旧约。
They expected that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, would come.
他们也都期待弥赛亚来。
But he didn't announce it to them either.
神也没有向他们宣布。
Why not?
为什么不呢？
Because when they found out who he was, they ultimately killed him. Herod tried, they succeeded.
因为当他们知道耶稣是谁的时候呢，他们就一样的要努力杀耶稣。希律只是尝试了但失败了，但这些祭司长呢，他们成功的杀了耶稣。
So there's not much point in announcing it to them.
所以对他们宣布这事也没有意义。
Why didn't he announce it in the town of Bethlehem?
那为什么不在伯利恒的城里面宣布呢？
Bethlehem was just maybe a mile away.
伯利恒就是很近的距离，离那个耶路撒冷。
There were all kinds of people in Bethlehem.
伯利恒有各种各样的人。
Who in particular was in Bethlehem?
谁会在伯利恒啊？
David's family.
大卫一族一家的。大卫一族一家就是从伯利恒出来的。
The people had to go, they had to go back to Bethlehem to be taxed, didn't they?
人们要追逐这家人要回到伯利恒去被征税，对吧？
The only reason that Joseph went to Bethlehem was because Augustus the Caesar had says everybody's got to go to be taxed or registered in their town, their native town.
那耶稣就那个约瑟之所以在伯利恒的这个时候，就是因为奥古斯都皇帝要求每一个人都回到他的家乡去登记，为了纳税做人口登记。
So the people who were there then were Joseph's close or distant relatives, weren't they?
所以伯利恒城的那些人是什么呢？应该都是约瑟的近或远的那些亲戚，对吧？
Why didn't God announce the birth of his son to them?
为什么神不把耶稣的出生向伯利恒的这些人宣告？
Because they didn't love him either.
因为他们也不喜欢。
You remember the terrible line, don't you?
你都记得那个很糟糕的那句话。
There was no room for them in the inn.
有这么一句话说客栈没有房间了给他们。
That was a terrible thing.
这是非常糟糕的。
Can you imagine a mother about to give birth and everybody knows that she's about to give birth and they couldn't find a single room for her in the entire city.
那你可以想象这么一个场景，就是一个母亲就要开始生产了，然后呢整个客栈整个城的人呢其实也都知道，然后呢他们也找不出一间房间给一个待产的母亲，在一整座城里找不到一个房间。
They didn't love Jesus.
因为他们真的不喜欢这个要来的耶稣。
But they didn't love Joseph either.
他们也不喜欢约瑟。
And they didn't love Mary either.
他们也不喜欢玛利亚。
Why did they not love Joseph and Mary?
为什么他们不喜欢约瑟和玛利亚呢？
They might have thought that Joseph and Mary's relationship wasn't a good relationship.
因为他们很可能会这么想，那约瑟和玛利亚的这个关系呢，不是一个好的关系。
See, Joseph and Mary weren't legally married.
因为他们还没有合法的成婚。
And they may have been very, very cruel in their criticism of Joseph and Mary.
对，因为他们有这个孩子的玛利亚是未婚先孕有的这个孩子，所以这些人会在这件事情上对这对夫妻有特别残忍的指责哈。
They shouldn't have been critical.
他们本不应该有这么强的指责。
Joseph was a very, very good man.
因为约瑟是一个非常非常好的人。
Mary was a very, very good woman.
玛利亚是一个非常非常好的女人。
And they should have respected them just because of their character.
他们本应该就着他们的性格，就着他们的本性呢，来尊重这两位啊。
But they should have respected them even if they questioned their character.
那他们本来也应该尊重他们，即使他们在质疑他的人格。
They were not just people, they were relatives, close relatives.
因为呢他们不是一个普通的陌生人呢，他们是这个伯利恒城这些人的亲戚啊，他们都是大卫一家的亲戚。
And I think that particular night,There was a party in Bethlehem.
我相信在那一天晚上呢，在伯利恒城没准还是有一个 party 的。
And there would be other relatives come from other parts of the country.
从这个国家其他地方来的亲戚呢，可能都参加了。
And I think there were lots of family reunions all through the city of Bethlehem that day.
那整个在伯利恒城呢，有各种各样的家庭的聚会。因为大家都为了报户口来到这里啊。
And those people didn't care about Mary.
但是没有人在乎。
Or Joseph.
玛利亚和
Jesus.
约瑟和耶稣。
And I think that the Lord said, I wonder if there's somebody who would care.
所以我猜呢，主说呢，那我想知道是不是还有人真的在意啊。
There's a terrible lament in the book of the Psalms.
那在诗篇里面呢有一个特别好的哀歌 lament. Yeah.
And David says, I looked here and I looked there for someone to help me.
大卫是这么唱，他说这么说，我看这里，我看那里啊，我想找一个人帮助我。
And David's response was, No man.Cared for my soul.
大卫后面的回答说呢，但是没有人在乎我的灵魂。
And when you read that, and when I read that, I say that's true of Jesus, but it's not true of me.
当我读到这里呢，我就知道，哎呀，这是在讲耶稣啊，不是在讲我。
It's true, nobody cared for Jesus.
因为真的是这样，没有人当时在乎耶稣。
But Jesus cares for me.
但是耶稣在乎我啊。
Because Jesus cares for me, all kinds of other wonderful people care for me too.
正是因为耶稣在乎我，其他有很多很好的人也都在乎我。
Was there anybody who cared? And the answer is yes, there were some shepherds who cared.
是不是有人真的在那时候在意呢？也答案是的，有一些牧羊人会在意。
So what do we know about these shepherds?
我们关于这些牧羊人，我们知道些什么呢？
First of all, we know that they were shepherds.
我们知道他是牧羊人。
And you know, God likes shepherds.
神喜悦牧羊人，这是我们知道的。
Can you think of anybody else in the Bible who was a shepherd?
你记得圣经里有谁是牧羊人呢？
David
was a shepherd.
大卫是的。
Who else was a shepherd?
还有谁？
Moses was a shepherd.
摩西是的。
Who else was a shepherd?
还有呢？
Jacob.
Abel was a shepherd.
亚伯是一个牧羊人。
Who else?
还有。
Jacob.
雅各是个牧羊人。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Isaac. Zipporah. Rachel. Rebecca.
利百加。拉杰。
Okay. Joseph. All Joseph's brothers.
约瑟的。
The children of Israel, remember, when they came out of Egypt, they brought their herds and their flocks with them.
我们都记得以色列人当他出埃及的时候，他们都带着他们的牛群和羊群跟着他们。
It's very strange, but the Bible is full of complimentary things about shepherds.
所以整个圣经一直在说了很多溢美之词，就好的话，对于那些牧羊的人来说。
Interesting also that we're told that a shepherd was an abomination to the Egyptians.
那很有意思呢。圣经说，牧羊人是谁？是那些埃及人所厌恶的。
And I think the Egyptians said to their children, "Now, what would you like to be when you grow up?"
你猜这个埃及人对他们的孩子会怎么说？说你长大了要干什么？
And I think if the little Egyptian boy said, "I want to be a doctor."
那个小埃及人会说，我要成为一个医生。
I think that the father would say, "Good for you."
爸爸会说好，很好。
And I think that if he said, "I want to be a lawyer."
有人会说，我要成为一个律师。
Doctor would say, "Good for the father would say, "Good for you."
父亲会说很好。
And I think if he said, "I want to be a shepherd."
那如果你说我想一个当一个牧羊人。
Don't be a shepherd. No.
爸爸会说不，不能成为一个牧羊人。
Who would want to be a shepherd? They would say.
谁会想当一个牧羊人呢
？Now, what do we know about shepherds?
那我们知道牧羊人关于牧羊人有什么知识呢
？And the Bible says that shepherds love the sheep.That's what shepherds do. They love the sheep.
圣经告诉我们的，牧羊人爱自己的羊啊，这是关于牧羊人的一个很重要的描述。
And so the story of Jacob is that when he first met his wife Rachel, she was looking after sheep.
第一次雅各碰到他的妻子拉杰的时候呢，拉杰正在照顾他的羊。
And he said to the men who were there, he said, "What is she doing bringing the sheep here at this time?"
然后呢，雅各就问，拉杰身边的人说，他这个时候带这个羊到井边来干什么？
He said, "That's not the way you feed the sheep. The sheep should have been watered, and they should be grazing at this time of day."
所以他说这不是应该这么看顾羊的方式。这会儿呢，应该让他去吃草，不是让他在井边。
And so Jacob.Watered the sheep right there, sent them back so that they could graze, because Jacob was a good shepherd.
因为雅各真是一个好牧羊人，所以他真知道这个时间点，所以他说应该你饮点水以后，赶紧再让他们再去放一放，还可以吃草。
A few years later, Jacob met his brother Esau.
很多年以后呢，雅各碰到他的哥哥以扫。
And Esau said, "You come with me. We'll go back to my house. We'll look after you."
然后以扫跟他说呢，你跟我来啊，我你到我家里来，我会看顾你的。
And Jacob said, "I can't go with you because you'll go too fast for the sheep."
然后雅各跟以扫说呢，我不能跟着你哈，因为你走得太快的话呢，我的羊跟不上。
So the Bible isn't just about shepherds. The Bible is about good shepherds.
所以圣经不只是在讲牧羊人，他在讲好的牧羊人是怎么样。
And the key thing is Good shepherds love the sheep.
那这个最关键的就是好牧羊人爱他的羊。
But when you get to the story of Moses in the Bible,
那我们看见摩西的故事在圣经里呢。
We read that Moses spent 40 years looking after his father-in-law's sheep.
我们都知道摩西在旷野待了40年干什么呢？就是牧养他岳父的羊。
So when he left Egypt, he ran away from Egypt, you remember, he met Jethro and Zipporah, he married Zipporah, and he looked after his father-in-law's sheep until he was 80 years old.
那我们都知道他逃出埃及了以后呢，他就在旷野遇见了米甸人耶特罗和他的女儿西波拉，然后呢他娶了西波拉，然后就在旷野呢牧养耶特罗的羊。
And what did Moses do for the next 40 years?
那在这40年之后的后面40年摩西干什么？
He looked after God's sheep.
他牧养神的羊。
God's sheep were the children of Israel.
这就是以色列人。
And he had to learn how to look after his father-in-law's sheep so he would know how to look after God's sheep.
他在旷野学习了怎么牧养他岳父的羊。然后呢以至于他有能力在后面40年去牧养神的羊。
When David was a young boy, what was his job?
当大卫是一个小男孩的时候他的工作是什么?
He was a shepherd.
他也是个牧羊人。
Was he a good shepherd?
他是个好牧羊人吗?
What did he kill?
他杀了什么?
The lion and the bear.
和熊。
How did he kill him?
他怎么杀的?
With his bare hands.
用他的空手。
Have you ever killed a bear with your bare hands?
你有没有杀过狮子用空手杀的?
Okay. David was a good shepherd.
大卫是个非常好的牧羊人。
So what does David tell us in in Psalm 23?
大卫告诉我们在诗篇的33篇说什么 ,23 篇说什么。
He said, the Lord is my shepherd.
他说耶和华是我的牧者。
David understood what a good shepherd was.
因为大卫知道一个好的牧羊人是什么样的。
David understood that he needed a shepherd.
大卫也知道他需要一个牧羊人。他需要一个牧者。
Alright, so, God loves the heart of a shepherd. Because a shepherd understands what it is to care for a sheep.
神喜悦那牧羊人的心，因为牧羊人知道怎么样看顾那些羊。
Jesus is our shepherd. He knows what it is to care for us.
耶稣就是我们的牧羊人牧者，他知道怎么样来看顾我们。
Why did the Lord appear to the shepherds?
那为什么神向那些牧羊人显现呢？
Probably because they would understand.
有可能就是因为他们能够理解。
Not only would they understand, they would appreciate.
他们不但能理解
what's going on.
他们更感恩，因为这一切要发生的，正在发生的事。
Where were these shepherds that night?
这些牧羊人那天晚上在哪里呀？
They were in the field.
他们在野地里。
Why weren't they in Bethlehem at the party?
他们为什么没有在伯利恒的那些聚会里呀？
They were taking care of the sheep.
因为他那天晚上要照顾他的羊啊，要照顾。
Why weren't they home in bed?
为什么不回去睡觉呢？
They were with the sheep.
因为他要和羊在一起。
Do you think they were good men?
你们认为他们是好的人吗？
Yeah.
是的。
Yeah. They said they're only sheep, but they've got to be treated correctly.
所以虽然那只是羊，但是他们认为羊也要被很好的看顾。
Sometimes you hear of a really bad man.
有的时候你会听到一个特别坏的人。
And you might say of him, I wouldn't even want to be that man's dog.
那你会说呢，我都不愿意做那个人的狗啊。
He's so bad he doesn't even look after his dog right.
因为他坏到这个程度，他连他的狗他都不管。
These men were so good that they were looking after their sheep in the middle of the night, way out in the field. When the others were having a party and a good night's sleep.
那这个人呢，这些人如此的好，他们要看顾这些羊，即使是在半夜的时候在野地里，而不是在城里的那些聚会里。
Do you ever pray and say, Lord, would you please give me the heart of a shepherd?
我们曾经是不是这样祷告过呢？跟主说，主啊，求你给我一颗牧羊人的心。
You pray and you say, Lord, I would like you to make me the kind of person that loves those things that are important to you more than the things that are important to me.
主啊，求你带领我呢，让我是成为这样的一种人。我爱那些对你重要的事呢，多过那些对我重要的事。
So here they are this night, and they're out in the field, and everything's quiet. Have you ever been out in the field in the middle of the night?
那这是那天晚上。
When everything's quiet.
在野地里，一切四周都很安静。你们大家有没有尝试过这种时间？半夜的时候，在野地里，一切都很安静的时候。
What do you do when all of a sudden you hear a loud noise behind you?
如果你突然之间
you're out in the field in the middle of the night.
如果突然之间你背后有个特别响的声音，然后是半夜在野地里，你会怎么样？
Okay. Oh, you say, wow. Okay.
你会特别吃惊，特别。
And they weren't expecting this.
因为他们根本不期望能看见这样的事。
This was amazing. Verse 9.
第九节，非常好。
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified.
有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
They'd see the angel. They saw the bright light. They didn't have time to analyze it.They just said, "What is going on?" And they were terrified.
他们看见使者，也看见那大的荣光，他们甚至没有时间思考，他们就是非常的吃惊啊！这到底发生了什么
？Verse 10, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people."
那天使对他们说不要惧怕我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的
Well, we don't have terribly much good news, do we, in the world today?
我们今天的世界有这么多的好消息吗
When you get home tonight, you might turn on the television set to watch the news. Are you going to do that because you know it's going to be good news?
那你晚上你回家打开电视你是不是期望看见很多好消息呢
You're probably going to say, I want to turn on the news today so I can learn all the bad news.
你可能会说我要打开电视我要听所有的坏消息。
Okay, but this was good news.
那这个是好消息这个。
Who was the good news for?
谁是这些好消息要给的人
It's for all the people.
If
it's for all the people, why start with the shepherds?
为什么是从牧羊人开始的呢？为什么，如果是给所有的人，为什么从牧羊人开始？
Because the shepherds are in the business of passing good news on to sheep.
因为这些牧羊人，他们就在这样的一个职份上，要把好消息传给他的羊。
And if they're prepared to pass good news on to sheep,They'll pass even better news on to people.
如果他牧羊人是要把好消息传给他自己的羊，那当他要把好消息传给人的时候，他是不是会更加卖力呢
？All right, verse 11.
十一节
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了一个救主。就是主基督。
Did the world need a savior?
这个世界需要一个救主吗
？Does the world need a savior?
这个世界是不是需要一个救主呢
？But it's interesting. The line reads, "Today in this town of David, a savior has been born to you."
十一节说，今天大卫的城里，为你们生了一个救主。
So the question is, do you need a savior?
那问题就是你们需要一个救主吗
And every one of us say, yes, Lord, I need a savior.
那每一个人都会说，是的，我需要一个救主。
Herod didn't believe he needed a savior. He wanted to kill the savior.
希律王他不想要一个救主，他想杀了这个救主。
The priest didn't need a savior. They were happy to get rid of him. They killed him later.
祭司呢也不希望有，他们也在后面呢很高兴要杀了耶稣。
The others in Bethlehem didn't want a savior. They wanted more party and a good night's sleep.
那伯利恒的其他人呢，那天也不希望有这个救主，他们有聚会，有好的睡眠。
The message came to the shepherds. The shepherds said, "You're right. We need a savior."
这些好消息是给这牧羊人的。牧羊人说呢，是我需要救主。
Why does the message come to you and me? Because I need a savior. Do you need a savior?
这个好消息为什么对我们有用呢？因为我们也
What kind of a savior is he? Well, he's the savior. He is Christ.
他是救主，他是基督。
So the word Christ is an interesting word. It's the word that is translated into English Christ in the.In the Greek, in the Aramaic, the word is Messiah.
那基督这个词啊，就是翻译出来，在这个希腊文里面叫 Christ， 但它在原来的意思就是弥赛亚的意思。
So both words are really they mean the same one. The Christ is our use of the word Messiah is the Jewish use of the word, but it's the same person, same meaning.
所以犹太人讲话的时候在希伯来语讲的时候就叫弥赛亚然后呢用希腊语讲的时候就是 Christ 那他两个是一个意思
But all down through the Old Testament
然后都可以追溯到旧约的那个源头去
The promise is given that God is going to send a savior to the world who will be the Messiah the KingExcuse me, God's chosen and anointed one. He's the one who is going to bless the people. He'll rule over the people for good.
所以这就是旧约指向的那一个要来成为全地的救主，要把祝福给到全地，要来统治全地的那位救主。
So when the shepherds heard that the Lord, that the one who was born was a savior, they got excited. But when they realized that he was the Messiah, the long awaited one, the one who'd been prophesied so many times, why, they were very excited.
所以他们天使显现的时候呢，这些牧羊人很高兴，但当他们听见这就是他们长久以来一直等待的那个弥赛亚，那个主，那个基督，他们是更加的高兴。
But the next word is the Lord.
那下一个词呢是主的这个词。
And the base meaning for that is the one who is born is God.
那这个基本的意思就是那个要生的人呢自己就是神。
So we put all three names together in the title, don't we? We call him the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们把这三个呢常常放在一起来说。主耶稣基督
Jesus the Savior
耶稣的意思就是救主
Christ God's anointed King
那 Christ 就是神高某的王受高的王
Lord It's God himself
Lord 就是主就是神就是神自己
So he is the Lord Jesus ChristThis is probably the first reference that we have to that wonderful title in the Bible. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. They learned it the very day he was born. He was going to be the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这很可能是第一次也提到耶稣就是那个要来的基督。所以他们从一开始呢这些牧羊人就知道这个信息了。
All right. And he was going to be born in the town of David.
他也要在大卫的城市出生。
And that means that he would be the one who would ultimately reign over the throne or from the throne of David.
所以他这个就预表着未来呢这个人是要坐在大卫的位置上来统治全犹太的。
Alright, and then verse 12, which has got to be a very, very strange verse.
那是一个非常非常奇怪的一节。
This will be a sign to you. you will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
Where would you expect to find a baby?
你一般会预期在哪里看见一个刚生的孩子？
In the hospital.
在医院，对不对？
Okay. He's not in a hospital.
他没有在医院。
He's not even in a room in a house.
他甚至不是在一个房子里。
He's not in a cradle.
他也不在摇篮里。
He's in a manger.
他在马槽里。
Why would he have been in a manger?
他为什么会在马槽里呢？
Do you think the shepherds might have understood why he was in a manger?
你觉得牧羊人会能理解他为什么会在马槽里吗？
What do shepherds know about a manger?
牧羊人对马槽的理解是什么？
That's where they put the food for the sheep.
这就是他们喂羊给羊吃粮食的那个地方。
Every shepherd has a manger because the sheep have got to eat somewhere.
每一个牧羊人都会有个槽，因为他的牛羊要在那里面吃东西啊。
And in these days, they would have had mangers in the barn.
今天呢，在那个谷仓里也会有一个槽。
And they would have had many mangers in a field.
在旷野呢也会有槽。
Sometimes in the field, the manger might be made out of some rock.
那有的时候呢，旷野的槽都是石头做的。
If you had a rock in a field, you might just chisel a bit of a hollow, make a bowl out of the rock.
所以你如果旷野看到个大石头呢，你可能会凿一凿，然后呢，让这个里面呢出了一个洞，一个槽。
And then you could put the food. The very often they would put grain, oats or wheat or barley. They'd put it in the manger so that the sheep could come up and they could get some extra food.
然后你会把食物放在里面，可能大麦、小麦啊、豆子啊、各种草啊，然后放在里面，让这个羊能够上来吃。
So do you think the sheep might have understood why the baby was in the manger? Sorry, do you think the shepherds? Might have understood why the baby was in the manger.
你觉得那个牧羊人能理解为什么这个孩子出现在马槽里吗？
I think they probably would have said, if Jesus is in the manger, he is the food, not for literal sheep, but for human sheep like us.
所以呢，他们一定会能理解，如果耶稣是躺在马槽里，他就是那个食物，他就是那个草料，但是呢，不是为了那个真正的羊。是为了我们这些人，我们这些属灵的羊。
And so it's several years later when the Lord Jesus Christ, has fed 5,000 people with loaves and fishes.
那很多年以后呢，耶稣，就用那天上的粮呢，喂养了5,000人，喂饱了5,000人，五饼二鱼。
When he had done that, he explains what he'd done, John chapter 6.
在约翰福音的六章里面呢，他就行完五饼二鱼的神迹以后呢，他就解释了这个事情。
And this is what he says. He says, "I am the bread of life. He that eateth of me will never hunger."
他就这么说的。他说：“我是天上来的粮，那到我这里来的就永远不饿。”
I think the shepherds understood that.
我相信这些牧羊人明白这个话。
Frankly, I think they were overwhelmed at the story.
相信呢，他们一定会对这个故事感到非常的吃惊啊。
Verse 12 also says, "You will find a baby wrapped in cloths."
十二节还提到呢，这个婴孩是包着布的。
I don't know much about babies, and I don't know much about mothers.
我对婴孩和母亲都不是特别了解。
But most mothers have clothes made for their babies, don't they?
很多母亲会为她的孩子做衣服，对不对？
And when the baby is born, the mother puts the baby in the clothes that she's made for them.
然后当孩子出生了以后呢，妈妈会把婴孩放进给他预先准备好的衣服里面。
I don't know that Mary had any clothes.
我不知道玛利亚真的是不是有这些衣服或者布啊，有没有？
I think she was very, very poor.
她真的很穷啊。
I don't think she really anticipated that the baby would be born in Bethlehem.
而且呢，他们真的也没有预期到孩子会在伯利恒出生。
I don't think that she anticipated that nobody would be there to help her.
然后呢，他们也不认为在那个地方能找到什么人能帮助他们。
And the baby was born, and instead of having nice, pretty clothes for him, I think she just had cloths for him. I think, among other things, she was poor.
所以，我相信，正是因为他们没有很好的衣服给他们，他们只能找到一块布，来把它包一包。
So we don't. I don't understand all that's implied by that. I just think that the baby was cared for, but he wasn't cared for the way you and I would have expected he would have been cared for.
那我不知道这个更多的属灵含义是什么，但是我知道呢，这个婴孩在这里呢，他被照顾了，但是不是按照我们认为应该有的，或者说比较舒适的方式在被照顾的。
It is interesting that when he was born, they wrapped him in cloths.
所以当他出生的时候呢，他只是被布包了一下。
It's interesting that when he died, they wrapped him in cloths.
然后呢，当他死的时候呢，人们也是用布把他包了一下。
They put 100 pounds of spices in the cloths when they wrapped him.
因为他们把100斤的香料放在他身上。
Why wasn't he buried in his best clothes?
那他为什么没有在他最好的衣服里面？
What happens when somebody dies in your family?
你想想，假设我们的家里有一个人过世了。
You go to your closet, his closet, and you get the very best clothes that you've got, and you put them on so that he's going to look good in the coffin.
你一定会去他的衣柜里找一件最好的衣服给他穿上。让他在躺在那的时候呢，显得非常的安详。
Why didn't they do that for Jesus?
那为什么当耶稣死的时候，没有人这么对他呢？
Because the soldiers who crucified him stole his clothes while he was on the cross.
因为耶稣在十字架上的时候呢，他的衣服已经被那些兵丁抓阄分没了。
He died.Poor man.
他是真的一无所有的死的。
He was born a poor baby.
他是一个可怜的婴孩出生的。
They even stole his clothes.
然后到死的时候，那些兵丁甚至还偷他的衣服。
Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus were there when he died.
亚利马太的约瑟和尼哥底母在他死的时候，耶稣死的时候在那里。
They brought their cloths, and they brought their spices, and they put him in the finest grave. Nobody was buried better than Jesus. But they, when he died, he had nothing.
那他们带来了布，带来了墨药，然后。他们把他葬在了约瑟的墓里面。
So the question is, do you think Jesus loves me?
问题是你们相不相信耶稣爱我们呢？
He came so poor. He lived a quiet, poor life. He died poor. He did it all for you and me.
他以一个贫穷的方式来，他过了一个贫穷的一生。然后他在贫穷里死了，做这一切呢都是为了我们。
And I keep on forgetting to look this up ahead of time, but there's a beautiful hymn that we often sing. I don't know if it's in our book or not. Ling, do you want to see if you can get that big blue book for me? It just, the words might be there. There, it's a Christmas carol that sometimes we sing.
有的时候我们会唱一首很美好的圣诗，啊，是在这本大蓝本的这个圣诗本里面，长老帮我们找一找。
And Norman will maybe help me if I can't find it. And I can't find it here. The hymn goes like this. He became poor to ransom my soul.
那圣诗是这么唱的，他成为贫穷，为的是救赎我的灵魂。
And the hymn writer says that he had all the riches of all the world. He had all the power. He had all the glory. But when he came to this earth, he came poor in order that I could be rich. That's what the apostle tells us.
然后这圣诗说呢，他有一切的能力，他有一切的荣耀，他有一切的富足。但是他变成贫穷来到地上，为要让我们得救赎，变富足。
Let's carry on, verse 13.
那我们继续往下，第十三节。
It says, suddenly, there was with the angels a great company of the heavenly host.
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说。
They appeared with the angel.And they were praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom God's favor rests.
在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
What is the birth of Jesus Christ all about?
那耶稣的诞生是关乎什么的事呢？
And the answer is two things.
有两件事情。
Number one, it's about glory to God.
第一呢，是荣耀，神的荣耀，归于神的荣耀。
Why was Jesus Christ born the way he was born?
为什么耶稣是以他这样的方式出生的？
So that God would get glory.
这样呢，以至于神能得着他的荣耀。
If you were an angel,What would you have liked to do that night?
如果你是一个天使，你在那天晚上你想做什么？
You'd like to go to Bethlehem and take a good look, wouldn't you?
你一定想去伯利恒好好看一看，对不对？
And if you'd heard that Jesus Christ would be born, you probably would have said to God, so what palace is he going to be born in?
当你知道耶稣要诞生了以后，你一定会问神啊，他会生在哪个皇宫里啊？
And God would say he's not going to be born in a palace. He'll be born in a barn or maybe in the field outside the barn.
然后他说呢，神说呢，他不会生在皇宫，他会生在谷仓里，甚至生在野地里。
And you would say, what?
你会说啊？
And then you might say, well, what doctors are going to be there when he's born?
你会问呢，那什么样的医生会在那里，当他出生的时候？
And he might say, no, Mary and Joseph are going to be all alone.
然后神会说呢，没有人，就是玛利亚和约瑟。
And then the angel, I think, would say, "Only God would put a story together like that."
那天使会这么说呀，只有神会这么来写这样的故事。
What happened as a result of that story? Glory to God in the highest.
那这个故事就告诉我们，他会。带来荣耀归于神，神会得着他的荣耀。
What's the other purpose of the story?
那这个故事的另外的目的是什么呢？
Peace on earth for you and me.
平安在地上归于你，归于我。
Because you see, God's favor is toward us.
因为神喜悦我们。
We're just like the sheep that should have been left.
我们本来就像那些羊，按道理应该是自己躺在野地里的。
But God does all this for us. So the story of Christmas is for two purposes: glory to God in the highest, and peace for you and me.
所以耶稣的诞生就是让至高之处的荣耀呢归于神，
地上的平安归于他所喜悦的人，神所喜悦的。
All right, now we're going to read verse 15, and you tell me whether it makes sense.
那我们再读十五节。
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Does that make sense? Yes, you say. If you were there, you'd say, we're going. I think the shepherds ran, frankly. I think they would say, listen, this is absolutely amazing, incredible. We are going to see what happened.
你们猜这个是不是很合理呢？我觉得非常合理。他们一定是这样。他们当天使离开了以后，他们一定会说，我们要去看一下到底发生了什么。
They were shepherds. I think they knew where to go.
他们是牧羊人，他们知道该怎么回去。
They would have known what mangers were around.
他们也知道在哪里有这个槽啊。
And I think they would have sought out the mangers one after until they found it.
他们一定会是一个地方一个地方去找这个槽，直到他们发现那个婴孩。
They were excited. They were thrilled. They were overjoyed.
他们是非常高兴，他们是非常非常的喜乐。
What did Herod do when he heard the news?
当希律听到这个故事消息的时候，他是反应是什么？
He said, I'll kill him.
他说我要杀了他。
The priest said, we're not interested. We're not going to go to Bethlehem.
祭司长们说呢，我们不感兴趣，我们不去伯利恒。
So when I tell this story, I usually put this conclusion on it.
当我读这个故事的时候，我常常会这么来做一个结论。
We'd better just keep on reading. Verse 16.
我们继续再往下读。
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. That makes sense. That's what they would have done. They would have said, we are going to tell. They would have told and told and told and told.
这就是非常合理的一个过程了。那他们一定会见到每一个人都告诉他们，告诉别人关于这个婴孩的故事。
Verse 18, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
18节呢，凡听见的就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。
You can understand that there's never been a story like that.
因为从来没有这样的一个故事。
So, this is what I think happened. You tell me whether you agree. I think the shepherds went home that night. I think they told everybody as they were heading home. And when they got home, they went to their wife. And they said, they told the story to the wife. What do you think the wife said?
我猜啊，我觉得应该故事会是这样的往前走的。那他们那天呢，把这好消息告诉他们见到的所有人之后呢，他们就回家了。那牧羊人一定会跟他们的妻子去说这件事情。然后你猜他的妻子会说什么呢？
Okay, so many of you are wives.
你们
What would you have said?
你们在座的有很多是妻子呢，你们会怎么说？
You would have said, you go back to that field and you get them and you bring them to our house right now. Isn't that what you would have said?
你会说
You can't leave them in the field.
你一定会跟你的先生说，你赶紧回去啊，去把他们接过来啊，不要让他们在到野地里待着，马槽里待着，你到我们家里来。你们都是做妻子的。
One after the other, the shepherds came and said, you come to our house, you come to our house, you come to our house, you come to our house.
那你猜，你们知道一定会一个一个牧羊人都回来了，说你要到我家去，你要到我家去，到我家去。
Isn't that what you say?I think you say, Lord Jesus, I want you to come to my house.
这就是我们想说，我们都可以跟主说，主啊，我愿意你到我的家里来，你到我家里。
Remember the Lord Jesus said, we quoted it earlier, no man cared for my soul. When he was here, it was true. But you and I can say, Lord Jesus, you come to my house.
当他们刚来的时候，没有人在乎他们。
就像那个大卫在诗篇里讲的，没有人在乎我的灵魂啊。但这个时候呢，牧羊人都说，你到我家来，我们都愿意你到我家来。
So Norma will help me. What hymn am I looking for now?
Come to my heart, Lord Jesus.
Is it under C for come?
No, I don't think so. mm-hmm.
It may be, oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. I think there's another beautiful hymn here in the book, mm-hmm. and if I can find it, I'll read it to you. If not, we won't. Just give me a minute.
试着找另外一首很美的圣诗，因为关于主的诞生有很多很美的圣诗。
Yes, it's 169 here. I'm going to read it to you. Beautiful here.
Okay. Thou didst leave thy throne.
That's it. Thou didst leave thy throne. I'll just read it to you. It's going to be hard to translate.
I'll try. 这是一个比较古语的这个一首圣诗啊，它的诗歌名叫做《你的确离开了你的宝座》。
Keep going.You just keep going. You just keep going.
The section one?
Just read, whatever you got there. Just
no, I just translate the title.
Read the whole. Translate the whole thing.
Okay. Thou didst leave thy throne, 就是你的确离开了你的宝座, and thy kingly crown, when thou camest to earth for me, 以及那个王的王冠呢、啊，就是你离开你的宝座，离开你的王冠，当你来到地上，为我来到地上的时候，但是呢，在伯利恒的家有你没有找到房间，for thy holy 为你那神圣的为你神圣的降生找到那个房，找到一个房间啊。Oh, come to my heart, 到我的心里来，Lord 主基督，主耶稣。我的心里有给你的房间。
All right. Well, it's probably better in English than it is translated, but very, very powerful words.
非常强。
And the theme is this: Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There's room in my heart for you.That's what we respond at Christmas time. That's the wonder of the Christmas story. No room in the inn, no room in the kingdom, no room in the priesthood, but there was room in the heart of any who would say, Jesus, I want you to be my Savior.
Amen, amen. 所以这就是我们圣诞节最重要的信息。这世界找不到一个地方来接纳耶稣，但是我们说呢，主啊，我的心里有你的空间，我这里有一间房子给你啊，我愿意你成为我的救主，你到我的心里来。Amen.
So I think the first preachers about the Lord Jesus were shepherds.
That's true.
所以我相信，这地上第一批的传道人呢，就是那些牧羊人。
All right. Well.That's the shepherd's part of the story. Questions on that story.
这是关于主的诞生，就是牧羊人的这个部分。
Thank you.
啊，现在还有没有天使是吗 ？Okay. So is there any still angel in this world? So angels still
are there still angels in this world?
Yeah.天是个什么概念？And also, what's the definition of the heaven? So is all these stars, or so how to understand heaven? Yeah, what, physically, yeah. What, so where these angels go?
All right.
大爆炸以后，有无数个宇宙。那么，到底这个所谓的天？
Thank you. So also the same similar question regarding the origin of the universe.
Yes.
Yeah. So according to the current science, it's from a Big Bang, right?
Yes.
So how to understand where this universe come from, and where's the heaven and the physically where these angels go.
All right. Well, let's try to take these questions then.
好，我们来尝试回答一下这些问题哈，大家安静。
There's just one thing.
Yeah.
It's all unnecessary.
Yeah, okay, that's good. That's good. So, number one question is, are there angels today? And the answer is yes.There are angels today.
那答案呢？第一呢？第一个问题的答案就是，的确，今天还是有天使。当然
，We do not see them.
啊，我没有看见，肉眼没有看见。
At least usually when we do see them, we don't recognize them.
而且呢，常常来说呢，当我们就算看见了，我们也认不出来。
But they are here, and they have a job as far as we're concerned, and that job is to help and encourage us.To put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他们今天在呢，依然有很多的工作关乎我们的要做。那这些工作的主线就是带领我们，帮助我们，更深的进到主基督里面去，了解他。
So that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that they are servants for those who will put their trust in Jesus.
这就是圣经告诉我的，告诉我们的，那些信靠耶稣的人呢，神都会有很多的仆人来帮助他。
The second question is heaven. Where is heaven? What is heaven?
那第二个是关于这个物理上天堂的概念。
And the Bible says actually that there are three heavens.
圣经说到呢，有三重天的概念。
The first heaven is what we would call the atmosphere or the stratosphere.
那第一重呢，是我们能够现在看见的。就是大气这一层
It's where the birds fly. It's where the weather comes from.
这就是气候的来历啊。
It's where the snow comes from.
这就是雨雪的来历，来的地方。
That's the first heaven.
这就是第一重天。
The second heaven is the starry heaven.
那第二重呢，就是星空的这层天，对。
It's outer space. It's what we would consider to be the universe as we see.
这就是我们今天讲的宇宙，就是第二层天。
But the third heaven is where God lives.
那第三重天是神住的地方。
And we don't know its physical location, but God doesn't just live in the atmosphere. And God doesn't just live in the universe.
所以我们不知道他的物理的所在是什么地方，因为他并不住在我们所理解的大气里面，也不住在我们所理解的宇宙里面。
God lives beyond the universe.
神住在宇宙之外啊，超过。
We can't understand that.
我们以我目前的理解，我们不能理解。
Does he live in a different dimension?
他是不是活在另外一个空间里呢？
Does he live beyond the limits of the universe?
或者他住在超过现在宇宙的界限之外呢？
What are the limits of the universe? We don't understand those things.
那宇宙的界限到底在哪里？我们也不能知道。
But the Bible does make the distinction of three heavens.
圣经的确是把这三样呢严格的区分开来了。
The third question is, where did it all begin?How did it all begin?
那第三个问题呢，是所有这些是从哪里来的？宇宙是从哪里开始的
？And so the teaching of the Bible is that God spoke, and He brought into being the heavens and the earth.
那圣经的教导是呢，神说，借着他的话语，创造了天地万物和宇宙啊。
So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.And that word heaven in the beginning, let's just see what it is.
我们可以看一下创世纪。
Chapter, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. I just want to get the detail.
创世纪的一章一节。
The Hebrew language is a very interesting language and sometimes gives us detail that is not easily translated.
那希伯来语是一个非常有意思的语言哈，那给我们一些细节来很容易的就翻译。
In the English language, we have two numbers.
那英语里有两个数字。
In English grammar, we have singular and plural.
英语里有单数和复数。
So the question is, what number is it? It's either singular or plural.
所以你或者是单数或者是复数。
In the Hebrew language, there are three numbers.
希伯来里面有三个数字。
Singular, dual, and plural.
它是单数、双数和复数。
So you can speak, when you speak to indicate a noun, it's either going to be singular or dual or plural.
所以你在说数字的时候呢，或者是单数，或者是双数，或者再是复数，复数就比双数更多。
So Genesis chapter 1 says, in the beginning, God created the... Is that singular, dual or plural? And the earth.
所以在第一章一节里面呢，他说神创造天地，你会看见这个天和地是复数的，对吧？
Singular, dual, or plural?
它是
earth是单数，
对，地是单数。
The answer is dual.
Dual 是双数。
He created the atmosphere around the earth. He created the starry heavens. But this isn't talking about where he lives at all.The God who was there and who lived there long before the beginning, as we know the beginning. He created the the stratosphere that we live in. He created the universe that we live in. It doesn't say he created his own home.
所以呢，这里讲到的 heaven 啊，这个天，在这个原文里呢，希伯来的原文里呢，它是用的双数的那个词，所以它是表明两个。所以他表明他创造了两个天呢，就是宇宙的外面的那个天和大气的这个天啊，他没有讲到三个，因为希伯来语是单数、双数和复数，所以他不是用的三超过两个的那个复数，他就讲的 dual 是两个，他自己那个天没有在这里，因为那是他的宝座所在，所以他是先有了那个天，再有了这个创造。
All right, so.All of that is very interesting, but we don't really understand it. We don't understand much about angels. Go ahead.
所有这些都非常有意思，但是我们很多的事情还是不理解。比方说呢，我们不了解特别多关于天使的内容。
And we certainly don't understand much about heavens.
我们也不知道很多关乎这个宇宙、这个天堂的这个事情。
But we do know this.2,000 years ago, Jesus came down and was cradled in a manger because the God who made the heavens and the earth loves me.
Amen. 但我们的确知道的一件事呢，是2000年前，耶稣生在马槽里，是因为那个造天地的主，他爱我们，把他赐下来。
Why would a God so great?
为什么神如此的好呢
?Become so small.
他如此的大他变成如此的卑微。
We have a big word in English called condescension.
Condescension. 在英语里有一个很大的词它叫 condescension.
Okay. And it means to come down and down and down, condescend to come all the way down to where you are, where I am.
它就是一直的降卑一直降到我们的我们如此卑微的程度。
So if I were to meet the queen,
如果我要去见女王
and speak to her, I wouldn't say to her, Queen, would you like to come to my house? I'll make you a cup of tea.
我们会不会这么跟人说？女王说，你能不能到我家来？我给你烧杯茶喝。
I would say the queen's got far better things to do to come down to my house.
因为女王她有很多更重要的事，远超过到我家里来这么一件事情。
But our God is far greater than the queen.
但是我们的神可比女王要大得多了。
And Jesus says, I don't want just to come down to your house for tea, Harold.
Yes,
I want to live with you. I want to take up my residence in your heart, in your life.
耶稣说呢，我不单单是想要进你们家去喝个茶 ，Harold， 我要跟你同住，我要住在你的心里，跟你同在。
Amen. That's our time today, folks.
这是今天的时间到了哈。
The marvelous story.
非常美好的故事。
As you're well aware, only God writes stories like that.
Yeah, 你要知道，只有神能写这样的故事。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
There's a God in heaven who loves us.
你是爱我们的神。
And Jesus came down. He became poor to ransom my soul.
那耶稣来到地上，他为我们成为贫穷，为的是要救赎我们的灵魂。
And Lord, we can't say I understand that.
主啊，我们也不能说我们真的明白这一切的事。
We certainly can't say that we deserve that.
我们更不能说我们配得这样的恩典。
But we can say thank you.
但是我们可以说谢谢你。
And from our hearts, Lord, right now, each of us would say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming for me.
在我们的心里，我们现在每一个都说，主啊，谢谢您为了我来。
And we heard about the wise men this morning, Lord.
主啊，今天早上我们也读到了关于这些智者博士。
And we pray that we might be wise men, not only to seek Jesus.
主啊，我们也盼望我们成为那样的智者，不单单的寻求耶稣。
But to bring him our gifts.
然后接受他成为我们的救主。
And then by God's grace, to go home another way.
然后成为在神的恩典下，让我们以不同的路回家，走不同的路。
We want to be a people, Lord, who are changed by our encounter with Jesus Christ.
主啊，我们愿意成为那样的人，当我们遇见神的时候，我们就改变了。
So we give thanks. Thank you for Christmas time, Lord.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，谢谢您给我们这圣诞的时刻。
Thank you for the message.
谢谢您这样的信息。
Thank you for the reality of the message.
谢谢您为这信息所带来的改变。
And thank you for your love for us.
也谢谢您给我们的爱。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
感谢奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.